Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and I'm honored to have you here. This is the place where we talk about things that echo eternity and encourage everyone. Whether you're looking for powerful strategies to grow on your personal journey or the best tips to flourish in every area of your life, you're in the right spot. Let's dive into today's episode. Aloha, I'm Hannah Abbott, your encourager to live your best life. I am so happy to be talking to you right now today because I just got back from home, Oahu. I was there for my best friend from high school's wedding, and it was such a beautiful journey. I'm going to share more about it upcoming, let's see, on Saturday, April 5, I'm going to be guest speaking on the heart, the Holy Spirit's heart for you. And I'm excited to share a testimony I had about when I lived on the island of Oahu. It takes place on an extinct volcano called Coco Head Crater. And then that story continues on the plane ride to Oahu recently. So I'm really hopeful that this message that I'll be sharing on Saturday will encourage your heart to have newfound faith and keep climbing mountains hand in hand with God, the courage to be able to do that. So today, I would like to speak to you about vision, having a vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18 that for lack of a vision, the people perish. Another version says, without revelation, people run wild, but one who follows divine instruction will be happy. I've recently been listening to this wonderful motivational speaker, your cheerleader of dreams, Terry Savelle Foy. She's also a pastor's daughter like I am, and her testimony is incredible. If you ever get the chance, just look up her podcast, YouTube channel. It is booming with so many beautiful things. And she shares so much about having a vision and making it real clear. So something that's going to help you follow your dreams and actually see the fruit of your dreams happening is to have a vision board. You can prayerfully make it and get a picture of what you're thinking of and get specific. So for example, I'll try and pull up my vision board for 2025. I've got, just taking a peek at it over here, I've got snuggle up to paid speaking. I'm going to be booking keynote speaking gigs and charging. Snuggle up to strength training 2 times a week. So make it smart and measurable. Okay, specific, measurable, attainable, all of that. You can look up SMART goals if you want. And what is very helpful is if you've got your vision board out in front of you, you look at it every day, you see a picture of yourself doing that action or somebody else. You can even crop your own face onto the photo. According to Terry, she's done that. She put her face on the body of somebody speaking at an event with it booked seat to seat. And it ended up happening for her. Be real specific. Don't say things like, I want more money. I need more money. Well, what is that? A cent more? A dollar more? $200 more? Be specific. So I put $15,000 on mine, and I'm actually shocked at how I am chipping away at that goal. I think seeing it and being specific, it really does show God that you're serious, and it helps you to keep yourself accountable. So think of how much money it is that you're going to save or increase this year. Think of how many times you are going to go to the gym or go on a walk. Think about how many times or how much of something it is that you are aiming for and put a picture of yourself doing that. Another thing that I think is beneficial is to have a word for the year and to prayerfully go into the year with that. So last year, my word was rhythm, and it was getting in a rhythm of digging deep into understanding God's heart for me and getting in the rhythm of dance classes and the rhythm of a podcast, things like that. It was all going with the theme of rhythm. This year is a very special word to me. The word is snuggle. So I'm snuggling up to God's splendor. I'm snuggling up to subscribers on YouTube. Thank you for being one of my subscribers. If you aren't yet, would you please do me the honor and hitting subscribe? This will tell YouTube to keep pushing out these faith-based videos, and it's going to support my dream, which is snuggle up to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And my dream is even bigger than that, but that's what I put on the board. I'll probably exit out and put the number that I'm going to have more faith for. So snuggle is my word. And it was birthed for me from counsel from my dad earlier this year. Or was it 2024? Anyways, he was appealing to my heart to snuggle up to my Heavenly Father. And when I snuggle up to Jesus, then I can clearly see what or who is beneficial to settle and soothe and grow my heart. And ever since I have surrendered the need to strive to the Lord and instead to switch it with snuggling, I have had so many breakthroughs in the spiritual realm. I have had healing. I am no longer thinking about being in a relationship or dating. I used to, okay, before my dad talked to me and had that wonderful daddy-daughter talk, I used to always be thinking about, oh, is this Prince Charming? Is this the one that my dad will say, hey, you can't have her hand in marriage. You got to have the whole thing. So I used to think like that. But ever since I've been snuggling up to God's splendor, I don't have that anymore. I think about things like living life to the fullest, dancing my heart out, whether it's dancing with my dogs or out in nature or with my friends. I think about the books that are on my heart, the podcast. I think about traveling. I think about Jesus and angels, holy angels, and fasting and praying and exercise and maybe even making jokes again and trying something like stand-up comedy again. But I'm just sitting down now because it's easier. Anyways, I won't quit my day job. Well, what I'm just excited to share is that when you snuggle instead of strive, things start to click. And life makes sense and dollars. And you have so much joy that you don't have any room to worry about things like a relationship. I have a student, actually, I have a lot of students, and a lot of them have autism. And one teenager recently said to me, hey, how's life? And I said, it's great. I'm blessed. And she said, too bad you don't have a ring on your finger and you just live alone at home with your dogs. My dogs are right here. And yeah, basically all of that. And I looked at her and I said something along the lines of, you know what? Someday you will realize that you are the cake. You are the cake. Everything else is icing on the cake. I probably got that because Terry Savelle Foy, she has a conference, a women's conference called Icing. And I think it was birthed because it's out of this overflow. It's like the icing on the cake of what God does for you. So really, who you listen to does affect your mindset. And I started listening to a lot of Terry's talks earlier this year. And so fill your mind with things that are going to really encourage you. So back to the story. I told the girl, listen, you're the cake. Everything else is icing. Like a relationship, that would be icing on the cake, but you're the cake. And she looked at me and she said, yeah, I'm the cake. And I saw something in her mind shifted where she realized, yeah, there is so much. You're priceless. There's so much worth in you. You don't need things that the world says is the standard of making you whole or complete. The only thing you need is what God says about you. And everywhere in this Bible has got so many beautiful things. So I was so excited to share that with her and to see her mindset shift. Back to filling your mind with good things. So if you want your vision to come to life for 2025, okay, really fill your mind with beautiful things, motivational things. If you're listening to music all the time, put in a little bit of motivational talks in there. Put in some maybe Bible audio, get some of that wisdom in your brain. And there's, of course, nothing wrong with music. I'm dancing to music all the time. I'm just saying, prioritize getting words of wisdom into your noggin and joyful words of wisdom, not words that come from a real harsh, angry, or like legalistic tone. You don't want that. That's not going to make you flourish. Get talks that are joyful and going to infuse beauty into your life, okay? Look at that vision board every day. I created my vision board on Canva, and last year I printed it through Canva, and it was quite costly. So this year I used a coupon at a local, probably Walgreens or something, and didn't have to pay much for it, and it's beautiful. So print it out. And as your vision, as each thing happens through the year and you complete it, X it off. Maybe even put the date that it was answered. Something I love to do is pair fasting and praying with the vision I have for the year. So as a woman, I have two power phases throughout each month of my cycle. And I use Dr. Mindy Peltz's info from Fast Like a Girl to determine all of this. And my body is biologically ready and able and excited to fast during the power phases for extended fasts. I'm talking, you know, 18 to 72 hours or whatever is the window. I like to keep it maybe in the 40 hour, 50 zone. I don't feel the best if I go past that. And I always make sure that I refuel very well before the next extended fast. But I do like water, green tea, black coffee. Sometimes I put acacia powder. There's different things that you can do that won't break the fast. And I go into this with a mindset of dedicating the fast to a time of prayer, inviting my friends to share with me their prayer requests, and to taking something on the vision board and talking to God about it. And through that, I have seen my friends have so many healings, and I've had breakthroughs in my own life. So you don't have to do the whole intense fasting like this, but consider fasting from something, whether it's a social media fast or maybe always eating out or a ton of sugar or maybe something. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Fast from something and dedicate that time to praying and talking to God about what's on your vision board. There's something very biblical and true, good stuff that comes from fasting and praying. One interesting side note is that I am currently in a power phase, and I tried fasting this week and praying, but my body would not let me do it. What's so interesting is that I have been really feeling the Holy Spirit. I get chicken skin, goosebumps, and he's had been showing me so many things. I have seen like Sonic Boom answered prayers that I'm sure someday I'll share with you. But it made me think back to how in the Bible he told people, you know, eat with me, there will be a time when I'm gone, then fast. And it's making me think, hey, he's with me right now. He's telling me, hey, eat, I'm here. You got me right here. You know, no need to fast right now. And so I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I have been enjoying the refueling phase. Okie dokies. What else do I want to share with you? Well, my little puppy. That's what I want to share with you. Here is Legacy. So sweet. So go ahead and try it out. Make a vision board. Prayerfully make a vision board and a word for the year. It's not late. It's not ever too late to get on this, okay? I mean, you want to look back, like Terry says, on New Year's. You want to look back, and when someone says, hey, how was your year? You want to say, I had the best year of my life, and here's everything that happened. So that thought will help you think of, huh, what do I want on my vision board if you're stuck? So this is exciting. I can't wait to hear what you come up with, what you think about these topics. Let me know in the comments if you'd like me to go deeper into a certain topic, anything like that. Well, I hope that I see you in person at Lemoore Seventh-day Adventist Church on Saturday, April 5 at 10:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to hear me speak. Oh, don't yawn, Legacy. I haven't even started. It's okay. Sometimes I sleep during my dad's sermons too. It just means that you're super relaxed. Hopefully he comes back as a guest again. Tell him that in the comments. Anyways, there will be a live stream version of the message on Saturday and may even decide to upload it as an episode here. We'll see. Have a beautiful, blessed, flourishing week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Mahalo. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Echo and Encourage podcast. I hope this inspired you and gave you a fresh perspective. If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps this encourage more people. Connect with us on social media or visit our website for more resources to help you live your best life. See you next time.